Welcome to The Digital Cafe. I'm your host, Mario Armstrong. Today on The Digital Cafe, we have in studio guest Don Willett. He is the head of Willett Associates, a multimedia development firm, and he's in the studio today to talk about hyped retro movie technology. Yes, 3D is back. Don, welcome to The Digital Cafe.
Thanks, Mario. Glad to be here.
Now, I understand, according to the New York Times, I was reading some articles and doing some other research. I mean, some prominent Hollywood directors and even an Irish rock band, if they have it their way, moviegoers en masse will soon be heading back to the future wearing newfangled 3D glasses. This is being hyped right now as a significant innovation in the movie theater experience.
That's exactly right. It's a case of what's old is new again. We've moved into a new generation of 3D projection technologies, and DreamWorks actually, as of 2009, will be releasing all of their content in 3D digital form.
All of their content?
All of their
content. So does that mean you can still watch it regularly and choose to watch it in 3D, or you have to watch it in 3D?
The way that it's set up now is it will be released at theaters in 3D. You can always downgrade from 3D to standard 2D screen.
I see. I do remember red and blue glasses. I do remember the power plant in Baltimore when you used to go in and you could actually sit in a theater and they had 3D. They also had stuff that would come out that would smell like the senses if you saw a rose garden. I remember those days. Sensorama, yeah. Are we back to those things? Is that what we're going to see here? Or?
Well, the old style glasses, the red and the blue, used an anagraph technology and like a color cancellation. And they were a one-way ticket to a headache. More often than not.
Yeah, I remember those.
With the resurgence of 3D DVDs, you know, and imagery being released in 3D, there is a resurgence actually in that red and blue glasses technology. And you can buy now from third parties higher end red and blue.
Is that right?
Glasses. You don't have to use the paper-based with the acetate, red and blue. There's also a lot of new technology, and Disney just invested in it using polarizers, which are the gray glasses, and they're much more comfortable, much easier to use, and they're really a step forward in terms of viewing technology.
Is there any indication as to when moviegoers go to the movie, will this be an additional cost to them? Do we know, is it too early to tell yet how this will impact and whether it will really influence people to want to go out to the movies?
I think if you look historically, Chicken Little, when Chicken Little was released, it was released in both standard format and in 3D format. In the theaters where it was released in 3D, the grosses were about 2 to 2.5 times higher per seat. So there's a premium attached in terms of people going to see 3D-based movies.
What about 2D animation in just a few seconds we have left? Are we going to see, like, Simpsons become 3D or something like that?
I don't think so. Really, when you think of 2D animation, you think of Disney. And Disney has made a commitment, again, after sort of hedging, on doing standard hand-drawn animation. And you're going to see The Princess and the Frog released in 2009, which will be the first hand-drawn Disney animation since Home on the Range.
Yeah, well, no pun intended, but I guess we'll have to stay tuned and watch.
With glasses.
With glasses. Don Willett's been my guest. He's also an associate professor that teaches at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and he's also the principal of Willett Associates. Thanks again for joining me in the cafe.
My pleasure.
To obtain more information about this topic, share your perspective, or join our free newsletter, log on to MarioArmstrong.com. Thanks so much for listening.
The Digital Cafe with Mario Armstrong is a podcast originally broadcast on NPR affiliate stations WIPR Baltimore and WIPF Frederick, Maryland, with underwriting support by the law offices of Bowie and Jensen, LLC.